This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Except that we have breaking news. I got a text right before I go on the show. Mm-hmm. You know Carrie is one of the hidden producers of this program.
Correct.
And the news that she leveled upon me for Northern Johnson County, I'm going to need you to all be sitting down. Dare I say she might be calling in. That's how important this news is. She sends a screenshot to me and to Libby and says, and I quote, you ready for this? This is a very dark day, followed by worst day ever, which is puzzling because it's so gorgeous out. If you go to the Johnson County Post right now, Scott, our favorite little newspaper, apparently one of the longest standing, most popular restaurants in the history of this town.
Dare I say iconic?
Is no more.
Mm-hmm.
Is no more. If you live in the old 66208, we're going to have a candlelight vigil tonight because the Prairie Village Burrito, as we know it, is dead.
Carrie, are you going to survive the day?
I don't know. What are we talking about?
Where do I get my Prairie Village Burrito?
Oh, God. I'm so sad. It's like the worst news ever.
The Salty Iguana in Prairie Village is closing?
No, it's not closing.
It's closed.
Like,
yeah.
Was there five minutes ago and now is not. And apparently, is Bill Self not doing his shows there? Clearly not anymore.
I don't know. My Uber Eats driver is going to be so confused. Because it's my go-to. Isn't that awful?
Carrie, what I'm reading here is that, quote, assets were seized. Like maybe people went in. There's like a big pink thing on the door.
The sign on the door says seized.
They seized the door?
That would mean somebody failed to pay taxes or enough taxes.
To the tune of $100,000.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And by somebody, I mean Salty Iguana.
Well, thank you, Sam.
Well, now I want to be clear, there's more than one location around town, but the iconic, the original is the Prairie Village. It's called the Prairie Village Burrito.
I used to have lunch there with legendary Kansas City broadcaster Mike Murphy back in the day.
It's a staple in this neighborhood.
It's not just the one in PV. Text line says they tried to go to the lunch at the one in Lawrence. Same sign.
Let me look.
No.
This is where, and honestly, Carrie, this is where they do the kickoff to KU's, I believe, at least football season, if not basketball season, every year. Every year in the parking lot, there's a huge KU party. The Baby Jay and the Jayhawk mascot come out. The cheerleaders, the band, always out in front of Salty Iguana.
Corinth Square hosts it, but Prairie Village, the Salty Iguana there is like, everyone goes there.
This just in from Olathe, yes. The Salty Iguana in Olathe, also closed.
By the way, from the Lawrence Journal World, Salty Iguana, a longtime restaurant in West Lawrence, closes in Lawrence as state seizes assets.
Wow.
They got them all.
They Leona Helmsley did? Kara, where are you? I don't even know where you are. Are you at the Masters yet?
No, I'm at Lee Wolf's dog park.
Okay, good. Because your phone always comes in Atlanta and I get nervous.
Yeah, no, definitely not at the Masters yet. That's not okay. For another month.
All right, you had me worried there for a minute. Okay, well, you go on about your day. It is gorgeous outside, but we had to break the news here first.
Gorgeous. I'm sorry I was the one to tell you.
Yeah.
I hate to be the
bearer. You and your damn producer credits.
Carrie, if they have closed the one in Lawrence, Olathe, and Prairie Village, dare I say, you have eaten at the Salty Iguana for the last time.
No.
Yes.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. And they're going to make a comeback.
Okay. Pretty sure I just saw someone hauling like cash registers out of there. I'm not so sure, Care.
All right.
Goodbye.
Fine.
Love you.
Goodbye.
Love you. Bye.
There is a location on 40 Highway in Independence, Missouri.
Yes.
Closed.
Oh.
They got them all.
Okay. How bad does it have to be that you did one fell swoop, the whole thing collapses?
You owe $100,000 in taxes. The government gets what they want.
And as we talked about when I believe it was the Social in Shawnee had the same issue. Now, they have since reopened.
Good.
But they had the same issue a couple of weeks back. And we had a number of tax experts or people who claim to be tax experts calling in and saying, this isn't just a mistake. You don't just accidentally miss a payment or two when this happens. This is a months-long process
before they drop the hammer. To need someone to explain something to me. Because while $100,000 is a lot of money to you and it is a lot of money to me, for a successful restaurant group of restaurants, whether it's
apparently not
Salty Iguana or something else, like $100,000 just isn't that much money. Is it $100,000 per store?
Nope. $100,000 is a corporation.
That is not a lot, no.
Would they not just make that in a weekend, Sam?
In theory, yes. But we also have to keep in mind that the profit margins in the restaurant business are so incredibly slim that if they've had anything recently that was a hiccup, you know, additional costs for replacing tile flooring, or I'm just throwing out random things here, that would put them in a very dire situation monetarily. You still got to pay your taxes.
And if you're not paying them, and let's say, and we don't know this, let's say it's been going on for a handful of years where you're just not paying taxes, the government starts to think you have no intention
of paying taxes. Say there's eight locations or whatever there are.
There's at least four.
Okay, let's say four.
No more.
So that means $25,000 per location. That would be the equivalent of you or I owing the IRS like $500. There's got to be more to this story. You don't shut down an entire chain of local restaurants, all of them, over $100,000, do you? I'm not saying I don't think that's a lot of money. If it was you or me, that is a devastating, like you're probably going to prison if you owe the IRS $100,000. But for a massively successful business...
It is possible, I would guess, and I've never owed back taxes to the government. I always pay my taxes. My guess would be this is the government's way of saying, hey, we're not screwing around. And let's be honest, Salty Iguana is probably going to reopen at some point. But what the government is saying is we're not screwing around. You owe us $100,000. You have shown no interest in paying it. Start paying it or we will lock these doors forever.
I thought there was no one left at the IRS. This is who we're going after? The Prairie Village Burrito. Really?
By the way, the text line is disagreeing with a previous texter who said the Independence location is closed as well. I have reached out for comment from the Independence location. That phone line is not connected.
Okay.
Typically not a good sign when you call a restaurant.
Usually not.
And you say, this number is not available.
By the way,
cannot be completed
on Facebook. And this I thought was an original idea. It is not. RIP Prairie Village Burrito is trending.
Okay. 913-586.
The phones are ringing.
Of course. It's a beloved institution.
Okay, but what happens if you work there? Are you going to get paid? What about all the servers?
No.
Yes.
We're not bringing in any money. We're not giving out any money.
Now, you can take them to court, but obviously they don't have a whole lot of money to pay their taxes.
Those are kids. That's why the phones are ringing.
I'm not disputing that, but Kansas is a right-to-work state.
Those are kids who work there, Scott.
I understand that, Dana. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.